Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
And there is an injured Bear.
DJ Moore down.
They're already down two starting receivers.
DJ Moore and... Oh, he kind of nicks and come across the field. Making contact with DJ Moore. Kind of like, where'd that guy come from? I didn't see him.
DJ Moore back in the game. That's him in motion. 27-2 is it, Kias. Gets to Moore on a little screen. Gets a couple blocks. DJ Moore just ripped off. Otherwise, he would have scored. Javon Bullard saved the touchdown.
DJ Moore going, put me in, coach. I got a play to make. Just a little lateral behind the line of scrimmage. This orbit motion, fake the ball to Swift, and then spin it out to the perimeter. And nobody gets DJ Moore on the ground there.
Highlights courtesy of Fox. Here are the Bears, and the Bears, their win over the Packers, and the city is going insane, and it's beautiful. We're Speedy One Homes. We're here with you until 6 o'clock tonight.
Lawrence, you mentioned that Ben Johnson said something at his opening presser that seems to have been prescient. He said a lot of things. Remember how good he was that day? And we're like, "Ooh, boy, might have got one." And then since then, everybody has realized what he's good at, what he's great at, all those kind of things. He said this little thing, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. Ben Johnson.
Going into this season, I felt like this place was a sleeping giant. To be honest with you, I personally was more concerned about the Chicago Bears than I was anybody else in this division.
A sleeping giant.
If the Bears can ever get that thing fixed, what might it be?
I think the giant has woken here. That's from his opening presser, because you sent something into the group thread about Pro Bowl voting, and it showed that the Bears had more votes than any other team in the NFL.
Bears fans have been activated this season. Like, that's what's gone on, where it might be support for one guy here or there if they were having an incredible season, like that particular person was having an incredible season. But no, it's the Bears as a fan base have done more voting than anyone else.
And we'll see, because like official Pro Bowl announcements will come out, I think, tomorrow. And it'll include the player vote and everything like that. But those years where you'd always see, well, there's look at all those Chiefs in the Pro Bowl. Look at all those Patriots in the Pro Bowl.
Travis Kelce is still leading in votes, which is
crazy.
Crazy, because he's not had a good year.
Kevin Byard's in the top five.
That tracks.
Of overall. All right, but there's some stuff that's a little crazy. So look, it's happening nationally. Everybody's talking Bears and people are voting. But I'm looking at the voting here. There's 11 guys, 11 Bears that are first at their position in Pro Bowl voting.
11?
Drew Dahlman, Kevin Byard, Nashawn Wright, Jonah...
I mean, Nashawn is okay. Second in interceptions.
You're right. Jonah Jackson, Darnell Wright, Jaquan Brisker.
Okay.
Joe Tooney, Torrey Taylor, Tremaine Edmonds, DeAndre Swift, and Devin Duvernay. All 11 of those guys are first.
I think Devin Duvernay has a really good case.
All right. How about Josh Blackwell is second among special teams specialists?
Ben was making the point earlier today about that. Might I don't think that that's a problem.
All right. How about Javon Dexter, second at his
problem?
That's a problem for me.
How about Caleb Williams is third among NFC quarterbacks?
I don't have that big of a problem with that.
I haven't even looked at everybody and thought about it yet. But Colston Loveland is third. Montez Sweat is third. Tyreek Stevenson is fourth.
Okay.
And then, high. And then here's my favorite. Would you guys like to hear? Lawrence, you already played during the break.
Sorry.
Alex, you can play. Who is sixth among left tackles in the NFC?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Theo Benedict.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Not Ozzie Trapillo, who's playing the position now, but Theo Benedict is sixth in Pro Bowl voting amongst NFC tackles. Bears fans have been activated.
Let's get him a big guy touchdown and actually get him in the Pro Bowl.
So,
and the crazy part is Ozzie Trapillo seventh. No, I'm kidding.
But seriously, the Giant has awoken, and it's not all rational necessarily.
312-644-6767. Hi, Andy. You're on the score.
Andy.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great talking to you. Yeah, so I was actually at Bogey's Windy City Pub in Leawood, Kansas, right on the Missouri border for that game, and it was packed with Bears fans.
Wow.
And the place erupted like you would not believe. It was fabulous. I've got to tell you, I mean, living here in this area, it's kind of one of these things where people would – they know I'm a Bears fan. They say, hey, you got to be really happy. And the one thing I was always tell them is, let's see how they do against Green Bay. And if you go back, the last time the Bears won at home against the Packers was 2018. That clinched the North for them. And it also knocked Green Bay out of the playoffs. When Lovie Smith came to town, what did he say? He said, I've got to beat Green Bay. And then they wound up going to the Super Bowl. So it's always been about the Packers. You look at the Bears season, they went 4-0 against the NFC East, but they don't play in the East. They play in the North. So if Ryan Poles thing about we're going to take the North and never give it back, you got to beat Green Bay.
Yeah.
And to me, the game on Saturday, that put me over the edge. Okay, that's cool. Even though the Packers did not punt the entire game.
Oh, zero yeah. Punts, the, right? The Bears haven't beaten a team who did not punt since 1945.
You did get the turnover on downs, though. So
you did.
Like that, you know, that feels a little bit different. So it's okay. So wait, hold on a second.
Oh, my bad.
Andy, have you partnered up with my cousin Kevin? Because he's also a Bears fan.
I don't know. It's possible he could be out there because a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork now. I
mean, no, he's another TV guy like you, Kevin Holmes.
Kevin!
Oh, yes. That's you're his brother?
Kevin!
Cousin. Yeah, that's my cousin, Kevin.
Wow, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Kevin. I know Kevin very well. I worked with him for several years. Absolutely.
See?
There it is.
A lot of Holmeses out there. Oh. Me, Kevin, Brad.
Yeah, Brad.
We got football covered.
Yeah, you do. You're in charge of all that stuff. To his point, Green Bay, as we know, coming into this one, 52-15 in the last 67 games.
You love throwing that stat out, you big tight end.
How about this one? 26-5 in the last 31.
How about this one? Caleb is 2-1 against them in his last three.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's beat them up there?
Yep.
And beat them down here. And the crazy thing about it, and this is why I don't understand why Packers fans are like, well, you only beat the backup. Look, these four games between the two teams the last 2 years have been insane.
Yeah, they have.
They've come down, three of them have come down to, all of them come down to the last play.
Yes, yes.
Basically.
And folks, if Ben Johnson wants to beat him twice a year, Matt LaFleur, that second time might have to come in the playoffs.
It might. You talk about, you need to get tickets for that.
I know.
By the way.
I'm good. I can't top the experience I just had.
Lou told me last night, because I was on Fox last night, and thanks to Lou Kanellis and Tina Nguyen. Lou told me that he knows someone that bought tickets 5 minutes before kickoff for $500 apiece.
I was trying to do that.
You were?
We were in the South lot, and we kept looking to see if it got below 400, but we didn't pull the trigger.
That's the thing that I said. I was like, that person was looking for tickets. That had to have been on campus looking for tickets and was like, screw it, 500, I'm going. I want to be a part of this. And I hope they stay for the whole thing because the whole thing is wild.
Yeah, it really is.
Do you want to hear some sad Green Bay locker room stuff?
Oh, I do, because they seemed a little broken. We have some LaFleur that we can play, but this dude, what's his name again?
Colby Wooden.
Listen to him meander through the hurt, the pain, the terror, the anger, the resignation of a broken football mind after this game.
Because that's beat. Like, it's... we just got to get back to work. Like, it's... Give those guys credit, you know. They finished, we didn't. All right, but... It stings knowing, like... Bro, this one's going to stick with us. This one's going to stick with us. Just knowing that we came in their house pretty much dominated from whistle to, and then they was able to make a couple plays at the end to, bro, we just gotta look at the film, keep going and get better. But that was, yeah, that's a gut punch. That's a reality check for us right there. So we just gotta get back to work, go take care of Baltimore, and then take care of Minnesota, and then wherever lies where we're at, you feel me?
He's so sad. So sad.
What happened to the rest of it?
It's gone. It's fine. Okay. Now we can get to LaFleur.
That's true. But because he said, I'm not going to point fingers. I'm not going to do that.
We ain't going to point fingers. I got everybody's back. I ain't going to say it's just one play, two plays. You know, I love my teammates. I ain't gonna crap on them when they down. You know,
uh-huh. Are you crapping?
Nah, it's a team effort. It was more than just two plays. We all could have been more effective. Like they couldn't have, they shouldn't have got over 100 yards rushing. I mean, yeah, no running back. Their running back, they didn't really do like. You just gotta give them credit, man. Just give them credit, bro.
Him working through that as he's talking is hilarious.
I'm not gonna point fingers, but I'm thinking about Romeo Doubs and that onside kick. I'm thinking about whoever blew that stupid ass coverage on the fourth down touchdown. Oh yeah, the running backs. They shouldn't have done anything against us. I'm on the defensive line. Their running back didn't even do. Oh, I can't do that. Like,
give him credit. I
gave him credit. I don't want to talk about this no more.
Romeo Doubs after the game said about the onside kick, quote, I just didn't do the job right.
He did not.
I'll take 100% of this game.
Who else would it have been on?
S, I missed it. That's just this game, bro. I rep this S all week. And yeah, bro, somebody's got to be responsible. I'm willing to take on 1,000% of it. So he multiplied his 100% by 10 because he knew he should have made that play.
Don't act like you're being all like, well, I'm willing to. No. You earned it, sir. You earned it with one of the worst special teams plays of the year.
I went on a journey with that man as he processed this loss.
That was a lot going on, but shout out to him for working through it in front of a live microphone. Another person who had to work through it in front of a live microphone was Matt LaFleur.
What's more upsetting for you as a coach, a game like yesterday where you let it slip through your fingers, or a game where you're just out physical and out executed start to finish? Which one eats at you more?
They all suck. How about that? I mean, it doesn't matter. That's why it's a week to week. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I was proud of the way we played. I thought our guys competed. I thought we were physical. I thought there was a lot of good things we did, but ultimately we didn't close it out. And we didn't make a play here, a play there. I mean, it was third and 20, and it's an unfortunate penalty, but we get a face mask that gives them a first down when the quarterback is under duress. So there's so many plays in there that, you know, we do one thing a little bit different and we have a different outcome, but we didn't. So we have to take our medicine. It sucks. Everybody's bothered, I would say, at a high level because of it. And I mean, it's hard to sleep at night when you have a game like that. But I think whether you have a game like that or a game where you just get buried, the feeling is pretty much the same. Losing sucks. We put a lot of time and effort and energy into this thing. And when you don't get the outcome that you so desire, mm-hmm. It should be painful. But bottom line is we got to deal with it. We got to learn from it. And we just got to find a way to go 1-0. Period. And that's going to be the message to the team.
That's what you get for not loving Halloween.
Well, I was going to ask you, does he hate losing more than he hates Halloween?
That's a great question. Sounds like you might hate losing more.
How about I give you a little bit of joy?
Okay.
I think that every Bears fan, like in the back of their mind, was thinking about Jahdae Walker and being like, oh yeah, man, I remember that great story from August.
Dude, and if you don't know, and like, or if you have casual Bear fan friends, tell them, because it's the best story. Like, undrafted free agent, made this team. We fell in love with him and his celebration.
Yes.
And last night we got to see him with that fourth down catch and his celebration.
Here's what Ben had to say about Jahdae Walker making this team and making plays.
That's why we do what we do over the course of the season, though. And I know to the people that haven't been in the building, it's like, oh, my gosh, you're going to the undrafted rookie on fourth down. Well, you know, we see what he does every single week. We see how he goes about his business. There's a reason why we didn't want to expose him to the waiver wire and someone poach him after the preseason. We see a bright future for this guy, and he's done nothing but steadily improve over the course of the season. The coaches trust him. Caleb trusts him. And so when it's a big moment like that and you're not sure exactly what coverage they're going to be in, as I described the play, anybody could get that ball depending on what they call. I had a lot of confidence that he was going to come down and get it, and so does Caleb. So that's where we're at as a team right now. I feel like everyone trusts that whoever's out there on game day, they're going to come through for us. It doesn't matter who it is at this point.
Man, it's a special thing. And he genuinely doesn't care. And he's said it before what your draft status was at this point. Like,
because now you're on the team and it's been 5 months.
He knows you. He knows you, and he knows whether to trust you or not.
Unless you're Kyler. He doesn't quite know Kyler.
He doesn't know Kyler.
Out to Oak Park and Josh. Hey, Josh, you're on the score.
Yeah, guys, sorry. Man, I'm so pumped. I was at that game, too. And in that section behind the Bears bench. And I heard you earlier talking about how the wind got knocked out of the place with the penalties. It just seemed like they kept happening at the wrong time. But man, beating the Packers, I feel like very few fan bases understand just how much this means to us. Like, I was talking to some Packer fans, and they were like, hey, yeah, you beat us. What's the big deal? Like, yeah, we're upset. We'll get over it. We'll move on. It'll be fine. But I'm like, yes, losing sucks. Like LaFleur said, like, and we've been doing it for so long. Like, you'd have to talk to a Packers fan who's like 100 years old for them to remember what it was like to lose to the Bears that much.
You are 100% right. He's right. Like, that's the thing. That's what's going on. And Packers fans, from what I've seen, are having a hard time with this.
And like he's talking about, I love that call. We've been waiting for a different quarterback for years to be the answer, because we saw Favre and we saw Rodgers,
and now we're seeing Love.
And now we're really seeing good. Love. And they've had a good thing where they have found quarterbacks and developed them and had them play behind the other guy, and they've done things as an institution really, really well. This year we've seen that the head coach can be the thing that flips it around. And yes, Caleb's been really good the last few weeks, and he's developing. But this culture has flipped, and this team is winning a lot of these games because of what Ben Johnson has done. We've seen a rejiggering of the grand football conversation, and we realize that we might have a guy who's better than their guy at head coach, and that can bode really, really well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.